In order to become real partners, they also need to learn to trust one another. An exercise in which one person is blindfolded while his partner leads him by the hand is especially tough for our kids. It's often as terrifying for them to be the leader, to be trusted by someone vulnerable, as it is to be blindfolded and led. At first, they may last for only 10 or 20 seconds, but we gradually work them up to 5 minutes. Afterward, some of them have to go off by themselves for a while, because it is so emotionally overwhelming to feel these connections. The traumatized kids and veterans we work with are embarrassed to be seen, afraid to be in touch with what they are feeling, and they keep one another at arm's length. The job of any director, like that of any therapist, is to slow things down so the actors can establish a relationship with themselves, with their bodies. Theater offers a unique way to access a full range of emotions and physical sensations that not only put them in touch with the habitual set of their bodies, but also let them explore alternative ways of engaging with life. Urban Improv. My son loved his theater group, which was run by Urban Improv, known as UI, a long-standing Boston arts institution. He stayed with them through high school and then volunteered to work with them the summer after his freshman year of college. It was then that he learned that UI's violence prevention program, which has run hundreds of workshops in local schools since 1992, had received a research grant to assess its efficacy, and that they were looking for someone to head the study. Nick suggested to the directors, Kippy Dewey and Sissa Campion, that his dad would be the ideal person for the job. Luckily for me, they agreed. I began to visit schools with UI's multicultural ensemble, which included a director, 4 professional actor educators, and a musician. Urban Improv creates scripted skits depicting the kinds of problems that students face every day. Exclusion from peer groups, jealousy, rivalry and anger, and family strife. Skits for older students also address issues like dating, STDs, homophobia, and peer violence. In a typical presentation, the professional actors might portray a group of kids excluding a newcomer from a lunch table in the cafeteria. As the scene approaches a choice point, for example, the new student responds to their put-downs, the director freezes the action. A member of the class is then invited to replace one of the actors and show how he or she would feel and behave in this situation. These scenarios enable the students to observe day-to-day problems with some emotional distance while experimenting with various solutions. Will they confront the tormentors, talk to a friend, call the homeroom teacher, tell their parents what happened?